Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update. Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, we've been speaking about chips a lot. First, we spoke about car manufacturers. Then we spoke about We Buy Cars. But it seems independent car dealerships are losing market share. Not surprising, actually.
Not at all, especially given the conversations we've had about the declining market, especially when it comes to brand new vehicle sales in South Africa. But I actually think we really are in the center, in the eye of a shift in the market dynamics when it comes to vehicle sales in South Africa. Last night on Kaya Biz, we had a phenomenal conversation with the vice chairperson of the National Automobile Dealers Association, known as NADA. They essentially represent all the independent car dealerships, so individuals who essentially sell an array of vehicles within an establishment. And what they've highlighted is that essentially many of their members are losing market share, largely on the fact that a lot of their members and essentially car buyers are now looking to buy vehicles online using the likes of Auto Trader or We Buy Cars, and others just prefer to go directly to the OEM where the original brand manufacturer will give them the necessary warranties and vehicle specifications that they prefer. Now, this was also intriguing just to note that there have been some shifts, even if you take a look at the distribution or establishment of several dealerships. As we know, the likes of the major German brands, Mercedes-Benz and Audi, BMW as well in certain segments have already reduced the size of their independent dealerships in the country. Coupled with that, a few others in the market like Volvo have already mentioned that in the next few years, they intend on shrinking their South African network and primarily selling electric vehicles only. Mazda has also reduced the size of its dealer network from 53 to 33 post the pandemic. So this particular shift does speak to the change in consumer trends, but also the growing level of efficiency where now consumers can do their research online, choose the specifications of the vehicles that they desire, and quite literally walk into the dealership and pick it up. So I think it really does tell of the interesting times that we're in. And even if you take a look at just the local dealer networks, I was on Grayston Drive just yesterday, and it intrigued me when I noticed that JWM and Haval literally had now a dealership right next to Jaguar Land Rover. So that tells us about the competitive market, different in pricing, but still trying to attract essentially what would be the same customer in South Africa.
Yebo, indeed. Inflation numbers are slightly down, but consumers are still suffering, and in fact, they're feeling the pinch when it comes to food prices. Again, no surprise there.
No surprise. And largely, we don't have much of the weather to blame on this one, but more so some of the market dynamics. As you correctly state, inflation has been really subdued, well below the 3% band that the central bank essentially focuses on. But there's been an interesting index called the BRI index, originally developed by Bloomberg. But every month, the Peter Maritzburg Equity, Justice and Dignity Group essentially compile further details around this index. And it goes deeper into not just the maize prices, what it would cost as well for the vegetables, if you think about salads or chakalaka that would go alongside a braai, but most importantly, beef. And from what we understand here, this particular index has climbed by 24%. 9% since the same time last year in 2024. And essentially what this does speak to is the ongoing concerns that we've also discussed. If you consider foot and mouth disease and how farmers within the province of KZN, the likes of Karan Beef and other distributors have really had to seek interventions to curb further spread of that particular disease affecting livestock. Despite that, we know that the current levels of beef are safe, essentially if they are on your shelf in South Africa, in any grocery market. But it does tell us about the stringent and rather growing level of input costs that are impacting livestock farmers. So ultimately, what happens on the farmyard will affect you when it comes to the prices you pay when eating your meal with your fork.
What are the markets looking like?
Markets, I think we're going to have a superb close to the end of the week. And largely, if you consider the fact that we're wrapping up the second quarter of the year, the first half of the year, it's been incredibly volatile, but there have been some positive prospects despite the growing geopolitical risks. The Auger Index will follow in line with the international market close of the US. 95,968 points is where we'll open up from today. Currency-wise, we continue to hold our own. 17.86 against the US dollar, 24.51 to the pound, and now against the euro, we are 20.88.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.